Mobile.
Check this.
So what's happening, big guy?
Heading home, back home. How about you?
Wow. You're heading home? That's a little early.
You're not even out here today.
What am I thinking? Today's Friday. Oh, my God. I'm off today. Sorry.
I forgive you, old man.
You're getting old. You're right. I just realized it's Friday. I forgot. That's funny. We just got down at the drop yard over here at the Kirby station, and we're heading over to Home Depot.
Up the road from Home Depot. Up the road, getting ready to turn on North Buncombe.
Oh yeah, we're coming down 101. We're gonna be making the turn on Buncombe here soon.
On 101, because 290 is a train wreck.
Gonna pass each other then. Any home development is there? I guess it'll be on your left when you go by it.
Yep, right there past the fire department.
Yeah, we just passed that.
In just a second.
Blowing your doors off on the input. Ha ha ha.
I'm monitoring the input and I'm running my EPRS on the other side of the radio.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
Hello?
We're going to get a few things for the house and continue working around the house on this nice day.
Two full day, that's for sure. But it's somebody up around my house that you still can't get in the yard.
I wanted to call one of my friends up in New York and kind of rub it in their face, like, hey, it's like 60 degrees here.
Oh, hell yeah.
And of course, you know.
Pack some of that stuff up and ship it down here to you.
Yeah, that, and then they'll send a bag of four-letter words down.
So you in your Durango?
Yeah, towing our trailer. Sally's driving at the moment. Well, it's that type A personality, you know, whenever we go out anywhere, she's behind the wheel, not me. Which is fine.
I've seen you drive.
She says it scares her a little bit, you know. I don't know what she's talking about. Oops, I ran a stop sign again, darn it.
She must not be listening to you.
She's actually yapping on the phone to her sister.
What y'all doing around the house?
Well, we're going to finish our outside shower area. We're going to put fencing around that. And just, you know, readying a few things. I got to get some rock for around one of the flower beds and stuff.
You sure?
Was that the air horn or was that the regular horn?
That was the air horn, but I don't pull them real hard. I just give them a little tug.
Oh, that's no fun. You got to get your set of train horns under that thing. Really, really wake people up.
Yeah.
Now we'd be causing problems because I'd be having too much fun with it.
Culture then.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
A buddy of mine had a set of train horns under his Peterbilt, and he almost got in trouble with them one time. He rolled onto his scale, and that guy looked at the handle next to his seat, and he goes, "What's that for?" And he looked at the cop. He goes, "Get out of here! Don't even do it! Don't do it!" Almost got in trouble. Thankfully, the police officer had a sense of humor.
Using them in the city, I mean, it's all right, I guess, but. Inside city limits, most of them have a noise ordinance that those will definitely exceed.
They're illegal, period. You know, but you gotta be smart about it. You gotta hide them, you know.
I know a buddy of mine, he had a Ford pickup truck, and he had took up pretty much the whole bed of the truck because he didn't use it for a truck. Man. And he could set it off with the remote. Good night, was that thing loud.
Somebody in our neighborhood down in Florida that had a set of those things, and you hear them from blocks away when he blew them.
Somewhere, I can't remember where it was at, but we come out one day and somebody was leaned up against the tailgate of the truck, and he hit the alarm on that thing, and their air horns went off. And it was a sight.
That's one of those times you wish you had a spare underwear in the glove box.
Not it on camera.
Have you said, first you say it, then you do it. Home Depot, so let me let you go. Have a good ride home and stay.
Head tied up instead of the no stop sign or no nothing on there.
I'm sorry, I think I doubled with you for a minute. I'm gonna say 73 because we're pulling into Home Depot right now. Gonna go in there and do what we gotta do and get the heck out of there.
See you later. 73, be careful. Talk to you later in KO4HK clip or mobile monitoring.
All right, Patrick, you have a good afternoon, my friend. Good to talk with you. KL4HKX, KB2HX says, gone, out of here, going to spend some money.
Yeah. N40JC.
How you been, KL4HKX?
Man, that's the best I can say. I'm doing okay, I guess. I just haven't been on that much lately. Just want to give you a shout and say hello to you.
Still talking this morning, I was listening to y'all's conversation about satellite, but I don't know anything about it, so I just said listen.
It was a lot of effort for very little, you know, reward, I guess. It's one of those things, I get tired of it and quit for a while, then I'll start back in and fiddle with it, but you stand there for you, the same guys. I mean, it's about like any other. It's just a repeater to space with ISS. But do like the APRS part of it. That's pretty, you know, since you ain't got to talk, you can get it in and out of there pretty quickly and make several contacts instead of one maybe per pass. That it's one of those things. It's just another layer to the onion, I guess. But it's an expensive layer.
I was watching my APRS there, I think it was yesterday, it might have been Wednesday, but I received an APRS beacon message from the Philippines. I thought, well, that's kind of wild, because, I mean, they're only supposed to bounce like once or twice, and that's a long ways. But that was pretty neat.
One or two from Turkey and Italy, I don't know what these guys are doing, but they want confirmation, contacts, and all that sort of thing. And then they'd let them multi-op, which you're not supposed to, you shouldn't be doing. And I'm not sure. Maybe something web-based, Patrick. I don't know. They had call signs, but it seemed like I got two or three from Turkey in the same day from different folks. And it just didn't, it looked odd to me, but they would, one of them contacted me. On QRZ, on my QRZ page, and wanted me to do a contact here with him. I said, well, I don't do APRS contacts. I don't think he liked it very much unless they're satellite type stuff. Of course, that's not what satellite up there doing anyway. That's the International Space Station. Yeah, I was following you for a few days there, and I see you pop up every once in a while. I don't get gated until I get into Greenville sometimes, so I can't follow everybody. I've been watching you on APRS FI. And if you travel a lot, I mean, that's pretty handy. It's just, you know, it's just complex. And once you get it set up, you're done. But those messages do take forever for me to send a message, unless I've got one pre-written or something like that.
It does take a little while, depending on the radio you have. The Kenwood's a little hard to do it with, but the AC's pretty easy. But, Jerry, I've got a phone call, so I'm going to jump off. It's good to hear you, and I look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.
See you later, Patrick. Have a good 10-4-DJC clear.
Talk about VHF and UHF. I just want to get back on HF. AE4BM Mobile.
KO4HKX,
mobile.
KO4HKX, W4DJW. Is 8-2 still got a lot of noise on it for you?
Here this morning when I was down there, but yesterday it had it all day long. Right there on Way Hampton, right there on North Buncombe, or we turn on North Buncombe all the way down.
Were you ever able to turn on CTCS?
I found out how to turn it on, but I couldn't figure out how to do it for the memory. So I got busy yesterday, ended up being a pretty busy day after lunch.
Yeah, I have the same problem. You get used to doing it on the computer in a spreadsheet just by setting a value and then uploading the whole thing to it. And then you got to go back through the menus and figure out how to do it, and that's pain. I don't do it. I don't do it through the menus either. I usually just do it through the spreadsheet. But anyway, if you can get that turned on next time it comes back on, see if you can. Once it's in there, I think you can turn it on and off pretty easy. But getting the right 88.5 programmed in for that memory setting is the hard thing to do through the menu. Anyway, I would bet that it was just local noise to where you were. It wasn't coming from the repeater because I didn't hear it and Richard didn't hear it. Only you were hearing it. That meant you were close to something that was generating that noise.
It was pretty good distance-wise because, I mean, I heard it from the post office, at least there from the post office all the way back out to North Buncombe and, well, down to Benson Chrysler yesterday. So, I mean, that's a pretty good swath of road.
Well, it could have been following you inside your truck, too. It could have been the air conditioner unit or heater or something running that doesn't normally run, something with the internet. I don't know. It could be 1,001 different things. But that's why that CTCS is so handy. You turn it on and the noise goes away. You know it's not coming from the repeater because it'll only let through when the repeater sends that 88.5 tone. Nothing else from the repeater gets through. I mean, nothing else that's not sending that tone gets through.
I'm going to have to build me a little cheat sheet for my radio so that I have that stuff with me. I found that out, so. Because you can't remember how to do that all the time, or I can't. I don't use it enough to memorize it.
I had to do that for the prototype repeater. It's got a bunch of controls you can do from down on the ground. So I made these little plastic cards that would fit into your wallet. It had all, it's a cheat sheet. So press this combination and then hit pound and then press it to do this. And that, and it had like 30 different things they could do on front and back. So, yeah, those little cheat sheets that fit in your wallet work really nice.
To make mine a little bit bigger than that until I get my glasses anyway. I can't, got to where I can't read much of anything right now. But I go, not next week, but the week after to get my eyes checked again.
Oh, it's getting that time. I was about your age when I started wearing them, too, and I hated it. I love not having to be tied down by a pair of glasses. And now I've got a TV mounted on the wall, 55-inch TV, plus my two screens down here where I am. And when I look up there, I keep the news going in the background up there all day long. Most of the time it's muted unless it looks like something interesting, then I unmute it. But when I just the act of looking up it means I have to swap glasses. Boy, that's a pain.
And that's where I'm at is I don't know if I want to go ahead and get the no-line transition glasses or just get two different pairs.
I tried those bifocals without a line. I tried those, or bifocals of any form, with a line or without a line. I couldn't do that. I couldn't bend my neck back like that. You know, you see people who, when they pick up a book and they look at it, their head goes scrunch backwards. I can't do that.
Where I'm at, and so I'll probably just get a single pair for now, since I just need them for reading. I'm driving and stuff like that. It's fine. It's just close up that's a problem, and reading some of the radios, you know, that becomes an issue.
That's the same way I was in the beginning, but then as time went on, like the last doctor I went to, he said, okay, for driving and stuff like that, you don't need glasses at all. Like if it's more than 20 or 30 feet away, you don't need glasses at all. But if you're sitting across the room and you're looking at TV, he said, just look at the difference that this makes. Yeah. Well, he sold another pair of glasses by saying, just look at the difference this makes, because it was a huge difference across the room. So up close, I need something. Across the room, I need something. But, you know, two rooms away, I don't need anything.
Like what's going on with me. But like I said, I'll find out a week after next for sure. And then I got to go for my DOT physical the next month. So that's why I was trying to get it all done.
Yep, it's that time, unfortunately. But it beats the alternative. Anyway, I won't keep you. I was just curious if you ever found out what that was, if you can get that programmed in, because it will be back one day. It'll be a rainy day, or it'll be coming out of a rainy day, or going into getting ready for a rain. Something makes that happen. And if you can turn that thing on and off with a push of a button. The downside is, I don't know if you ever use your radio, the downside of putting a CTCS tone on a programmed frequency is every now and then it's handy, and you'll hear people say, I've got you on reverse. You can hit the reverse button, and you can see if they're close enough to hear them on reverse. If that CTCS tone is on, you don't hear anything, because when they're transmitting, they're not transmitting it, unless it's just unusual, and they've got it turned on, too, and then you will hear it, but the majority of people don't do that, so it's just giving you a heads up. That's the downside of putting that in there.
Yeah, I've figured that one out already, because that's how I got my crossband repeat set up at the house, so that nobody else can get in unless they know that CTS tone. I mean, it's fairly easy to figure out, but it at least slows them down and make them stop and think about it.
And it prevents it from accidentally happening, too, because some people just happen to pick the same frequency you picked. It happens, right? And if you go up to the parkway, if you go up and park on the parkway, you'll find out there's a whole lot more of that than you thought there was. A lot of it. Because up there, you can hear all those different you can hear people that are down here in the valley using simplex frequencies. Whereas down here, you can't hear it if you're that too far away. Anyway, I won't keep you. I know you're busy. And the stock market's doing good today, so I'm having a good day. It's a good Friday. Take care. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
To you, and look forward to doing it again next weekend. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.